Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Welcome back. Marty, hard to take his eyes off Hank Lundquist down there. He's on the ice, your boy.
He's stretching. He look. He's going to
He's going to
do his
flexible,
back stretch.
Marty?
He's going to lean back and do his back stretch right now.
Is he flexible? Is he flexible? I have to assume he's flexible, right?
I don't know that he's very flexible, like splits and, you know, that type of things, but he's extremely strong in the core, and he controls it really well, and he can, like, get his legs and lean his core over his legs really well.
He kind of has a little old school style to him, doesn't he? Like a little.
Love the toe.
Yeah.
The heel, the toe up, heel
yes.
in the ice, glove save.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore.
Marty Brodeur style.
Marty Brodeur. I mean,
you know,
that
Hank
was...
and Marty hated each other, right?
Did they?
So, well, Dregs is on the line.
Is Dregs there? I don't know. Was he there? Is Dregs, are you on the line?
I'm here, fellas. I'm here.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. I wanted to get away from that conversation. How
Dregs,
are you today?
Go
ahead.
Let me ask you, Dregs, do you, like, Marty Brodeur and Henrik Lundqvist did not like each other, but they respected each other. Is there somebody in the media world that you don't like, but you respect?
Yeah, there are several.
he's talking to two of them right now.
Huh?
I said you're talking to two of them right now.
No, I think for the most part, I mean, there's a healthy level of competition, especially this time of year when you're encroaching on the trade deadline. You know, I mean, we go head-to-head with our competitors, Elliot Friedman and Chris Johnson. I mean, these are good guys, no question about that. But, you know, no different than a hockey team. I mean, you want to beat them. And on February 25th, you know, that's going to be our goal and our intention. But I've mellowed a little bit. I've softened a little bit over the years. You know, when I first kind of got going in this business at the network level anyway, in late 90s, early 2000s, man, I was fiercely competitive over just about everything. But maybe kids and age and life in general.
Well, let me tell you this then, Dregs, then if you're competitive, then you can tell everybody that you're on the number 19 nationally ranked show in the United States right now.
Wow. Top
20. That's no joke. You can. What's that?
I said top 20. That's awesome.
You are a huge part of that. We're not happy with that. We don't settle for that. 18. We better be at 18 next year. But listen, you're a huge part of that. We greatly appreciate all the work you do for us. Speaking of trade deadline, we're not trading you anywhere, but you have any scoops for us?
Well, it's kind of quiet in the moment. And, you know, I think we talked about this last week. I mean, you know, what's going on with the Ottawa Senators, Mark Stone, Matt Duchene, to some degree Ryan Dzingel, is clogging things up. I do think that, you know, the Edmonton Oilers are going to move Cam Talbot probably today or tomorrow. You know, they're still in a bit of a holding pattern, as I tweeted out with the Philadelphia Flyers. So there's no guarantee that they're going to be able to get something done and close on this deal, but the indications are that it's more likely than not. And Anthony Stallers, whose contract expires, I mean, he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year, is likely part of what would come back the other way. But, you know, again, they're still trying to iron things out and close on it. But, you know, aside from that, any of the bigger names still in that waiting game because of what is and isn't going on with the Ottawa Senators and the big boys.
Dregs, one of the big reason for trading Cam Talbot, who's a UFA at the end of the season, is the Edmonton Oilers need to shed some salary. Now, I mean, at this time of year, with a month and a half left in the season, how important is it to shed some salary for the Oilers? What's the situation there? Are they trying to activate somebody off IR? Are they trying to make more moves? Is that the reason for the Cam Talbot trade?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, Marty. Number one, the most pressing issue is they've got Andre Sekera playing in Bakersfield in the American Hockey League on an extended conditioning stint. And, you know, he's got to come back up to the National Hockey League, and then they're going to have to put his salary, obviously, back onto the books, and they don't have room for it, and nor do they have the roster space at the moment. So, you know, moving Cam Talbot out and not bringing back any money or very little money is going to give them the financial flexibility to activate Sekera. But then they'll likely have to put another player on waivers. And I think it's probably going to be Brandon Manning, maybe Alex Petrovic. Although based on play of late, you know, there might be a developing trade market for Petrovic in Edmonton as well. So there's a few things in play here.
Let me ask you something. Does Philadelphia feel like they can make it?
Well, they're close enough that they want to at least, you know, present the idea that they can make it. And look, if you'd asked me, you know, 3-4 weeks ago what I thought would be the short-term plan for Carter Hart, I'd have told you that, you know, they're going to give him a taste in the National Hockey League because he earned that based on play in the American League. But then, you know, they'd acquire a goalie or they'd get healthy in that position and they'd send Hart back and allow him to be a big part of an American Hockey League run. Well, things have changed a little bit. I'm not saying he's not going to go back to the American Hockey League, but I think that only happens if the Flyers don't qualify for the playoffs. He has been such a big part of this team's resurgence of late, and that's saying a lot for a 20-year-old goalie. So, you know, they're selling hope in Philadelphia to some degree, but there's a fair bit of belief inside that room as well. So, you know, you bring, you know, a guy, an experienced guy like Cam Talbot into the mix for a short term, you know, give him an opportunity to prove that he can challenge to be a number one and in the meantime, mentor the young Carter through a process. And if things go well, maybe Cam Talbot looks at re-signing and extending, and then you've got a real nice 1-2 punch in Philadelphia.
I agree with what you're saying. Like, if Carter Hart looked like he was a fish out of water but still won games, you'd say that's not good for his development. But he looks so calm and so controlled in every position and every game that he plays, so I think he belongs right now. But, Dregs, for the Flyers to do this favor to the Edmonton Oilers, basically saying, we'll take Cam Talbot, what other pieces can go in the trade? Like, are the Oilers having to send in a high draft pick alongside Cam Talbot for the Flyers to
sure, Connor McDavid would love to be thrown in that deal.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the Flyers are doing the Oilers a major favor by having even thought about doing this trade, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, because the reality of the situation is, you know, Philadelphia doesn't really need a goaltender. I mean, they've got a glut of them. And Marty, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, Anthony Stallers, there's nothing wrong with him. Yeah, he's 25 years old. He's okay. I don't think that we fully know what he is just yet, although he's been in the Flyers organization from day one. He's a second-round draft pick. But I don't. That's maybe why this hasn't come together as quickly as a deal like this normally would. I believe that, you know, there was a gesture made to Cam Talbot by the Oilers yesterday to say, look, you know, Philadelphia may not be on your modified no-trade list, but we're going to talk to them about a potential trade. Are you okay with that? And I'm told that obviously he acknowledged that was okay. So if they close on this, it wouldn't surprise me if there's some form of, you know, either B-level prospect or a draft pick to kind of sweeten it to make sense for Philadelphia.
Darren Dreger joining us as he always does on the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG every Friday at 11:30. And I did mention it. Dregs, I'm sorry if we keep asking you this question every single week, but I feel like it's relevant. We haven't had a scorer like this here in Buffalo in quite some time, and you seem to have the scoops. I mean, I don't know that there's any new news, but I'm assuming that things are still amicable between Skinner and the Sabres. And Marty actually had in his dis or dat, you know, will Jeff Skinner sign during the season or after the season? I'm curious to know what you might think.
Well, I don't get the sense that there's a rush. I mean, you know, the trade deadline always makes sense to get your pending unrestricted free agent signed by. But in saying that, as long as there's a healthy dialogue back and forth, and there's a mutual interest in meaningful attempt to get something done, then it's okay to go beyond the trade deadline and obviously, you know, just, you know, deal with things as they come and focus on getting the deal done when it feels right to get it done. And I believe that that's exactly where Buffalo and Jeff Skinner are at this moment. It's possible they could get a contract extension worked out before February 25th. But I don't think either side is feeling a sense of urgency. Now, you know, if I'm the glass half empty fan, that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous because let's say things go sideways after February 25th. And I should qualify, I mean, Skinner has trade protection, so it's not as easy as just moving an asset. But, you know, let's say things were to go awry after February 25th. Well, to see a piece like that walk into the unrestricted free agent market and get nothing back in return, I mean, that is a hard pill to swallow. I'm not predicting that's going to happen. I'd be shocked if it happened because, again, there's not a lot of intelligence coming out of Newport or out of Buffalo specific to this. They don't want to do a play-by-play on this negotiation. But my sense is that both sides are comfortable that they are going to get something done. So there might be a glimmer of hope and good news there.
All right.
Isn't it tough, though, to blame the Sabres if they were to not trade Skinner and not sign him because he has that trade protection? Kind of like Columbus with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky holds all the cards, right? Skinner holds all the cards here. It's hard to blame the team if they don't get anything done because of that clause in their contract.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you know, the team felt that it was going to be a struggle to get something done at any point in season or at the end of the season, I think that we'd have learned more about that side of the story, and maybe then they would have been pushing a little bit harder, you know, to consider the potential of trade or, you know, kind of work with the player in this case. I mean, all of that is highly unlikely at best. And as I said, I believe that both sides are okay with the process and how the negotiation is going. They're just not at a point yet where they're willing to close on it and completely sign off on it. And maybe that happens between now and February 25th. But I wouldn't read too much into that if I'm a Sabres listener and listening in on this conversation. You know, sometimes, you know, these negotiations, even with pending unrestricted free agents, do take a little bit longer to close on. But that doesn't mean that there's hurdles, that they're struggling, that they're chewing on this or that. I mean, it's just part of a process, and as long as Jeff Skinner continues to play as well as he has, then I'm pretty sure that Jason Botterill and the Buffalo Sabres are going to do everything they can to make sure he stays there.
Chewing on this or that. I like it.
Yeah.
Even using my segment there, I love it, Dregs.
Is that what he said?
He said, yeah, you'd be chewing on this or that. So that's great.
I think
but
I
you probably said it. You probably said it properly, pronouncing the TH, though, right, Dregs? Right? Like it's actually this and that. Speaking of this and that, Marner and Kapanen's contract. I don't think we would have been talking, or I don't think we would have been expecting to talk about Kapanen's contract like the way we're about to, because he's having such a great year in Toronto. But any scoop on what's going to happen with Marner and Kapanen?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been well documented. We've talked a lot about Mitch Marner, and, you know, there's no update there. You know, the intention is to wait until the end of the year and then begin negotiations with the Toronto Maple Leafs. But the agent for Kasperi Kapanen is expected to meet or talk with Kyle Dubas next week. And these are entry-level discussions on what an extension might look like. You know, what are the plans of the Maple Leafs, you know, from Kapanen's perspective? There's no doubt that the Leafs are probably getting weekly inquiries as to whether or not Toronto would willing to consider trade. They're not trading Kasperi Kapanen unless it's a can't miss. And even then, that's problematic. I mean, this young man's having a breakout year. You know, he's a piece that pretty much every team loves to have. I mean, he's got incredible quickness. You know, he can play both sides, penalty kill, power play. He's got a scoring touch that's developing, you know, at a high level in the National Hockey League. So it's going to be an interesting process with Toronto. I'm sure the Maple Leafs would love to bridge Kasperi Kapanen on a two-year bridge at around $2.5-3 million. I don't think they're getting that done at that rate. You know, he might accept a bridge, but the bridge is going to be north of $3 million. But all of that.
How much can this guy demand? I mean, Sam Reinhart took a two-year deal with his cap hit. I don't think any of us would have seen that. He's played 57 games. He's had one really good year. He has 36 points this year, 18-18. But other than that, he has 10 points in like 60 other NHL games. I mean, how – this is where I find the demand from young players just, you know, can be a little bit too strong.
Well, you know what it is, though, Petey? It's the worry and the interest in the player. And the worry comes in again, you know, the cap situation that the Maple Leafs will find themselves in next year. You know, you're talking about a situation where, yes, of course, Mitch Marner is an offer sheet target if he doesn't get an extension before July 1st. But that doesn't just apply to the top-end guys. That applies to the lower-end guys as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Dubas and company are a bit concerned with that just based on the interest that they're getting with teams calling and looking for Kasperi Kapanen as part of a trade. So while his statistics and his history in the NHL, you know, maybe don't support a bigger number in terms of an annual average salary, sometimes the interest in the player, period, and the worry about losing that player based on a cap system can be enough to overpay.
Dregs, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you coming on. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday at 11:30.
Monday,
okay,
big
guys,
day,
have
Dregs.
A great weekend.
Monday's a big day.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Make sure you get some sleep, right?
I'm going to try.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dregs.
See you, Dregs. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.